So how do we get clear on these necessary questions of language, focus, and destination, and of seeing power behind things, embedding division structurally, so we can finally get to the next step of coordinated global action that builds in size over time, along with the growth of our certainty? How accomplish this when our attention is trapped in all the propaganda? How do we develop the necessary solidarity when we're being riven constantly? And interestingly, some books came into my possession the week of August 18th that bear on these present discussions mightily, on these issues of language and solidarity and perspective and vision, on theory and strategy and tactical decisions. Someone who saw some commonalities in our messages sent me a book. No note, but hey, that's okay. The book was gift enough. It's called The Future Is Up to Us, A Revolutionary Talking Politics with the American People, from 2001 by Nelson Peary. And because there are such similarities in our emphasis on seeing reality and on seeing power clearly, on vision, as well as in subject allegiance, heart, and goal. While there being differences, however, in language, and by this I mean the lexicon, language of the earth is what I'm trying to develop here, our mother tongue, versus Marxist. So there's differences in language, in theory, analysis, and therefore conclusions. So comparing more closely our two arguments could help shed light on these just named issues. Here's a taste to show what I mean. And I'm going to apologize in advance because it's hard for me to read these days for reasons that I won't belabor, bore you with. But it ain't about my own physical health. Unmediated, unmessed with. Trust. I am being messed with. This is a story I hope to tell one day. In any case, one of these brought in women was scared for her life one night. And it's hard for me to trust anybody, particularly ones nearby, but anybody almost these days. I had to laugh when I listened to this woman do a review of some book about Barack. And oh no, it was an interview with the author, and the author was critical because apparently Barack had this rule, no new friends. And she was like, that just shows how standoffish he is or whatever, and how cold and... And I'm thinking, what a privileged position this woman must be in if she's honest, if she's being real. I mean, if this poor, lowly, unemployed, or retired, or whatever, electrician, this poor black woman is being messed with. Okay, let's continue. I'm too easily distracted. I apologize. But what I was trying to say is that I'm apologizing to Mr. Peary in advance. If I tried to cut to the chase with this book, and I cannot say that I'm representing him accurately or fully, I should say, because I'm actually reading a section that speaks for itself. Here's a taste. Recall it's written in 2001, which shows real clarity in thinking and strength in his analysis. And I'm sure these things did not escape Power's notice. And I'm going to say one more thing and then try to get back on track. When I read his little blurb about himself on the back of the book, and it said, oh, you know, he liked to travel around a bit, I have to admit, I wondered about that, if it was strictly incentive of just getting out there, whether there was a little bit of push behind that decision. Once I heard this man on, I think it was This American Life, and I'm pretty sure he was an Apple employee. And the subject they were telling stories about was love at first sight. And that was what he was telling, was this amazing story of this relationship that, I mean, you have to believe in mystery. And when you listen to these kinds of seemingly, you know, happenstance, coincidence, whatever. But what he began with was what I was most interested in, and they just dropped that one, or the interviewer dropped it like a hot potato, because what he said was that he had to move constantly to not be in pain. And I wondered about that, because I hadn't heard anybody talk about that, because, you know, I was relating to him when he said that, about that need to keep moving. And I wondered whether he was being made a target. And I have to wonder, because of what I'm experiencing. And I know it's a risk to put it out there like this, because that's what power does. I remember Miklos saying how he felt very much he was taking a risk, just telling the truth, because you will get attacked and they'll use it against you. But I'm totally with Zora on this. You know, truth is a letter from courage. I don't have to lie, because truth is a letter from courage.